Hey, welcome back to the 15 Minutes with Frank podcast. My name is Frank, and you are here. And I appreciate it. I know it's been a while since I've last been in your ear because I had summer camp, and summer camp was amazing. It was literally the highlight of my summer. I've got to do a lot of cool stuff this summer, been out the country, speak, all this other stuff, but this summer camp literally was the best thing ever. Didn't sleep much, got bit by mosquitoes, killed some spiders, but all that to say, there's nothing that replaces the experience that camp has on a youth group. And so we'll talk about that later. Before I get into that, if you haven't done so, please subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, wherever you are. Also, sign up on the mailing list. If you get on the mailing list, you'll get some free stuff, and I really appreciate that. Yeah, man, like, camp was wonderful. It was the most amazing thing ever. Like, there's so much to talk about. But there's so much to talk about that I can't fit on in this episode of the podcast. So what I'm going to give to you guys is a bonus episode later this week where I'm going to talk only about summer camp. I'm going to give you all the details of all the resources that I like put into the summer camp thing, all that other stuff. That's going to come out later this week. And in there, I'm also going to give you free download to all the small group curriculum that I made, all the stuff I like printed and designed or whatever, as well as I'm going to give you guys an outlines of like really like basic outlines of my messages. And then later this year, maybe in a couple months, all those sermons that I preached will be on the DYM website. So with that being said, dude, I'm going to give you guys a bunch of free resources for summer camp to help you prepare, all that kind of stuff. But till then, let's talk about what I did this past Sunday night. So this past Sunday, I went to this past Sunday night, we had a what we call camp reunion. And so I got this idea from like Justin Knowles and a couple other folks who like are like I know like Saddleback does it. And I know a ton of youth groups who do this type of thing where like after they get back from summer camp, they like the following service they have like the normal, you know, whether it's a Wednesday night or a weekend service, they talk about, they have like a summer camp reunion night where we'd like tell all the kids to wear their camp shirts and your kids' testimonies and you do a bunch of cool stuff like that. And so I want to do like as much as we could that's like very much where like it's camp back at home. And so we had like we sung songs that we sang at worship at camp. We played games, kind of like camp. We had campy snacks. We had all bunch of stuff, and it was super fun, and it was a good time. So I'm gonna kind of go through the service so you guys can get an idea of what we did, and then maybe if you're like about to go to camp soon, the following service you can do a reunion camps night. You can kind of steal some of my ideas in terms of what I did, and then but if not, lock this in for next year, dude, because camp is such a powerful tool. In the bonus episode, I'll talk about why I love camp so much. But till then, let's talk about what I did this last night. So we started the night when the doors opened. We had snacks, and what we had was s'mores. And what we had in the s'mores was like about the marshmallows, the chocolate, the graham crackers, all that stuff. But at Target, they have these like basically they're like blow dryers, like hot blow dryers type of thing that blows hot air. And they give you like two little roaster things where you can roast marshmallows. Basically, you're not really roasting them. You're just kind of getting them hot to the point where they kind of get soft and melty. That's what they are. And it's perfect because you can never burn a marshmallow, even though some people like to taste the burnt marshmallows. And also, those are people you can't trust because that's crazy. Why would you like burnt anything? But anyways, you get the marshmallows nice and soft, and you can put them in your sandwich, and they taste delicious. And so I think Target's the only place you can have them. I'll see if Amazon has them, but like I know I bought these. I bought them Target. I bought like four of these. And basically, it's these little like heaters that blow out hot air, and you can roast marshmallows on it. But here you should, something you should know, don't put four of them on the same circuit because it will blow the circuit. I had to like go to the breaker like three times last night because the s'mores things kept blowing the circuit. So, but kids loved it. They're eating marshmallow, like they're eating like s'mores, or they're just eating marshmallows and Hershey bars. It was a super fun night for snack. And then at around 6:30, we started we started our service, and instead of having kids sit in chairs, we had everyone sit on the floor. So all the students are sitting on the floor, and they are we have them all there, and they did it on purpose because I wanted to feel like camp, where it's kind of like less organized, you know what I'm saying, like more like authentic or real or whatever word you want to use. So they're all sitting on the floor, and then I play the Fuse One Night promo video. And I'll link what that is in on the website, frankgill.me. But basically, the Fuse One Night promo video is us promoting our back-to-school event, which is on September 10th. We're bringing the band Citizens and Saints. My good buddy Josh Griff is going to be coming to town to speak for it. It's going to be a good time. I'm so excited about it. I'm just trying to really get the kids hyped for it, so we started promoting it here in our youth group. So Fuse One Night promoted, then we did our announcements, and then so we promoted Fuse One Night. And one thing I'm doing for our Fuse One Night thing is a promotional thing is the top three students who bring the most kids with them to Fuse One Night, they will have free admission to Big Winter Weekend, as well as some VIP stuff, which I honestly haven't figured out yet. I mean, I'm going to see maybe, depending on what artist I get for Big Winter Weekend, maybe I'll try to get a VIP, like, you know, like, meet and greet type of thing. I don't really know all the details yet. All I do know is it's going to be awesome. It's going to be great. So that's the Fuse One Night. We announced that we're going to go back to our original schedule. And then we promoted this thing called, like, how to get kids to surf. So on the last day of camp, one challenge I made is for everyone in the student ministry to serve in some capacity within the student ministry. And so I created this little link on my website, so that way kids can sign up to serve, as well as kind of develop a couple positions within the student ministry where kids can serve, like in check-in or bring snacks or clean up and all that kind of stuff. And so I'm pretty excited about it. And the kids got excited about it because a lot of them did sign up. And so those were the announcements. And then from there, we transitioned to the games. So what I did with the games is this. And so I utilized a bunch of stuff. I utilized the DYM Games app. I utilized it in two different ways. One, I used a scorekeeper, which, by the way, I think at the end of the day, the thing I like the trivia feature in DYM Games app was like one of my favorite features, because now anyone can make a trivia game, you know what I'm saying, like multiple choice game. But there's something about the Games app the Scorekeeper app. I think it's called the Scorekeeper app. It's like, it's beautiful. And I just love how like easy it is, and how like in the moment, like it's intuitive, I guess is the word. Like when you change scores, like you can see it move up, and the animations are nice. Like that is like one of my favorite things. And it's like the dumbest thing, but like I just love the Scorekeeper app. And we also use the countdown timer. So those two things I use in the DYM Games app. And so what I do is this. So there were five cabins that we had at camp, and they had like different names, like Blue Water, Ridge Rest, all these type of names. And so I decided to tell all the kids to go up into their cabins. So all the kids that went to camp already knew what cabins they were going to go to. And so they went to their leaders. And then there was kids who didn't go to camp, but we put them in like the cabin they would be in if they went to camp. And then we told them to sit on the floor. And then we played four different games. And I'll try to put all the links to how you play the games online at frankgill.me. But we played four different games, and I'm missing one of them right here. But I'll remember. So the first game was called Stacked Up or something like that. Or like all the – I forgot. What was it called? Moving On Up. It was called Moving On Up. And it's an old Minute to Win It game. Basically, you get 12 cups of one color, like solo cups. You know what I'm saying? So I got like 12 blue solo cups and one red solo cup. And I put the red solo cup – they're all stacked within each other, so they're all like inside one another. And I put the red one on the very bottom. And the objective is to move the cups – one by one, either from bottom to top or top to bottom, to where the red cup goes back to the bottom. They go through the whole cycle back to the bottom, one by one. And it's like it takes time, but like if you have quick enough grip and you don't drop them, like you do a good job, it's pretty fun. And sure enough, like so I chose one person from each cabin to come up. I explained the rules, hand them a stack of cups, and I said go, and they were doing it. It was super, super fun. The next game I played was called Cookie Monster. And this is like a classic student ministry game, but it's also, I think, a Minute to Win It game. But it's like way more student ministry than Minute to Win It. You have a kid, you have the kids. I call one kid from each cabin up. They all come up. I put a cookie on their forehead, and then they have to like squeeze their face, you know, wiggle their face to get that cookie down to their mouth. Now, I forgot to say this part. In both of those games, you have the students from each cabin come up, and the first place winner would get 500 points. The second place winner would get 400 points, 300, and so on and so forth. And so as they like like if they like the first time the Cookie Monster game, the person that went first would get they ate the cookie and swallowed it first, would get 500 points. Then the second person would get 400 points. And so like no matter what, you get some sort of points, but like you go through the whole process, right? And so those first two games were like that. And so super simple, super easy. I guess the games are gonna be on the website. The third game we played was called Likes and Dislikes. And so this is a game where we give everyone a note card. And we put everyone on a note card to put their name in the top right corner and put a line down the middle. And put in one column likes and one column dislikes. And they had 3 minutes to write 5 likes and 5 dislikes. But with the one caveat is this. And I told them to like also not to share this with anybody, like even within their own cabin, to keep it a secret, to not tell anyone, and make sure that no one can see their paper. And they told them to write 5 likes and 5 dislikes, but I told them to put one caveat. Try to write something down that you like or dislike that no one else would write. So try to be original. So like don't write you like pizza, but you can write I like Hawaiian pizza. Don't write that you like to swim, but like write you like swimming in lakes or the beach or something. You know what I'm saying? Very specific stuff. Otherwise, like if you write I like pizza, everyone writes I like pizza. Then after that, I tell them all to turn their card in to the leader of their cabin, and then the leader of the cabin handed me the cards. And then I called all five, one person from each cabin, to come up. There's 5 of them. Now we grab a stack of cards, try to figure out which cabin the card belonged to, and I would read to them 5 likes and 5 dislikes. And they would have to guess, like I would go through the stack of cards, just the cards from their cabin, and I would read like a random card and say, this person likes this. Who is this person? They have to guess who that person is. Or this person dislikes this, and they have to guess who that person was. And we keep going through the stack until we go through 10 of them, right? So 5 likes, 5 dislikes. And for every answer they guess correctly, they get 100 points. But for every answer they guess incorrectly, they lose 100 points. And so the kids could be actually in the negatives by the end of the game if they get any of them wrong, right? Or a lot of them wrong. That was probably one of the coolest things because you got to know interesting facts. It's like a really good icebreaker game. You got to know interesting facts about the other kids as well as the fact that like it's silly and funny and you can kind of control what's like the silliest answers you can ask and all that stuff. And it's a fun game, especially to get to know one another. And so we played that, and then like that, like you know, added 1,000 points. No one got all 10 right. So like it would just add or subtract points. I think a lot of them got a lot of them wrong. So there was like a couple people in the negatives or at zero. It was pretty funny. And then the last game we played was a talent show. And so some context here: at our camp, for the first time ever, we did a talent show, and it was amazing. The kids did so good. They were like, sometimes youth talent shows can be a little cringy. This wasn't cringy whatsoever. It was so good. The boys were so funny. The musical talent was so good. Like, it was really, really good. And so it was one of the highlights of camp. And so we decided to do like a miniature version of that. And so we said to the cabins, everyone has 10 minutes to come up with a skit that's more than 30 seconds long, but less than a minute, that includes everyone. And so they brought it to small groups, and then they came back, and then they presented, and the first place group would get 1,000, the second place group would 800, so on and so forth. Really silly, really funny, and it was really good. And then what we did, the way we determined who was first, second, third, fourth, fifth, is I got 3 volunteers who were not involved in camp at all, or like who weren't even involved in like the games or whatever, with a group of kids, and they were the judges. And basically I told them, like, hey guys, you just have to be objective and choose who you think was the best, who you think was the worst. And it was kind of tough because, like, they were actually deliberating. I couldn't think of that word. They were actually deliberating, trying to figure out who was the best and worst. And I was just kind of like, can we hurry this up? Because I'm already late and I want to keep going. And sure enough, they figured it out. We got it. And then, like, one cabin won. And it was cool because they got to see the move up and down based on the scores on the app from DYM Games. Sorry about that, guys. I'm still very tired from camp. All right, so we got the kids to come back to the after they figure out who the winner is. They all stood up because worship began. And some more context about our group: our worship leader is leaving to move to California to lead worship. Not to lead worship, to go to school for worship. So it was kind of sad because it was his last Sunday night. But like, dude, I've never heard our kids sing louder. I've never seen our kids get more into worship than I did last night. It was amazing. Like, at first, the first 2 songs, you could tell that like, the kids who went to camp together, they were, like, singing loud because they were the old camp songs. They had their arms over to their shoulders, belting it out, loving it or whatever. And then for the third and final song, I went upstage and I interrupted the worship and I said, guys, listen, I want you guys to remember these two things. One, this is Eric's last night, and everyone's like, oh no. And I was like, guys, I want you to sing louder than I've ever heard you sing before. This is Eric's last night, and I want to make this amazing. And then the second thing we did is I said this. I see some of you guys who went to camp with one another, like putting your arms around each other and singing and whatever. Hey, we're not at camp anymore. We're back here, and everyone is in one cabin now, and that cabin's called Fuse. So I want everyone in this room to put their arm around somebody, and even if it's like a guy and a girl, we have this rule, like no purple, like boys are blue, girls are pink, no purple or whatever. Like even though I say there's no purple, light purple's okay, you know? It does look a little, like light purple's okay. And they were doing it. They put their hands around each other's shoulders, and they just started singing the song. The songs, it was good. The songs were Forever Rain, All the Poor and Powerless, and Rising Sun. And Rising Sun, they were belting it. And then one thing Eric did as a surprise thing is, and like, I'm not going to talk about my theological convictions too deeply right now, but I'm already like, I already said too much. But one of the songs we did at camp that was like such a campy camp song was Behold, He Comes Riding on the Clouds. What's that song called? Days of Elijah. That's what it's called. It's called Days of Elijah. And just to say this right now, I'm not the biggest fan of the song. But I will say it's the most campy camp song in the world. Like the dancing moves is just such a camp song. And like our kids absolutely loved it or whatever. And I'm just like, I would be fine with that song never be sung again in my life. But for the sake of ministry, we sacrifice, right? And so he did that, and it was so fun. The kids were like screaming and yelling and doing the dance moves, and they were so into it. It was a really cool way to end the song, the service, and like his last worship night. Then we did, okay, so then after that, I had five students I asked ahead of time to come up and do a Q&A. And during the Q&A, I would ask them different questions from camp. And I'm going to give you a couple of examples of some of the questions I asked them. I'm going to put it online, though, so you guys can see it. But some of the questions I asked were like, what was their name, grade, first, or this was their first or second time to camp? I gave these questions ahead of them, to them ahead of time, like the night before, so they could kind of think through the answers. Another question I wrote was like, describe this year's camp in three words. And then I talked about like, what were some of their fears or hesitations? What was one experience they would never forget? What is something they learned about themselves? What is their biggest spiritual takeaway? What is what relationship did they either create at camp or became stronger because of camp? And like give like a solid argument for why someone who didn't go to camp this year should go back next year, right? Or should go for the first time next year. And like there was more questions, but I'll put a link on the frankel.me or yeah, I'll put a link of the doc so you can see kind of all the questions. And the kids did a really good job, man. Some of the questions, some of the answers were really enlightening and like really encouraging. And it's always encouraging for me because you can see kind of how they get it. But like I've always said this, when students are leading other students, their peers, like nothing's more powerful. When kids can see other kids talk about God and their faith and their vulnerabilities, like there's nothing more powerful than that in student ministry. It's just amazing how that works. Then after that, I play what they've been looking forward to all year, all summer camp, is the highlight video. Like we've hyped these highlight videos so hard. And so we played the highlight video for camp, and they were just going nuts over it. They loved it. And then afterwards, I called the two people who are leaving. So Eric, like I said, our worship leader, is leaving, going to California for worship school or whatever. And then my intern, Brandon, who you heard a few weeks ago, he's going back to wherever Albuquerque is. I know, it's in New Mexico. I'm joking. But, like, he's going back to New Mexico. And so it was kind of a sad day because it was so high. It was, like, a very emotional day, I guess is a better word, because we were so high emotionally and so soaked and excited. And then we're saying goodbye to two people we really care for a lot. But camp was amazing, and last night was amazing, dude. So it's cool because we're kind of going back into the routine, going back into the flow of how it is. This next week, we're starting a three-week series called Say Yes, and I'm excited about that. And then, dude, like, I actually haven't talked about this. So I'm going to talk to you about what I'm going to do. I'm doing this fall. I'm doing a 12-week series. This is the longest series I've ever done. So it's going to be like 3 months or so, starting in September, October, November. Yeah, so it's going to end early December. So it's a little over 3 months. Because it's not 12 months doesn't lay out perfectly because there's a couple holidays and stuff. But like we're doing a series called Foundations. And the, what Foundations is about, it, where it comes from is one of the last few nights at camp. So at camp, we talked about Galatians 5 the whole week. And we talked about the difference between being led by the Spirit versus being led by the flesh. And when you talk about being led by the Spirit, you're talking a lot about the Holy Spirit, which is obviously often a very ambiguous and kind of confusing. It's probably the most confusing and most ambiguous person of the Trinity by far, but it's also like one of those very underdeveloped doctrines of who is the Holy Spirit and stuff like that within like conservative churches and stuff like that. Like so because of that, we had a lot of questions about like, so how does the Holy Spirit work? And then from there it was like, you know, how does the Trinity work? And then from there it was like, explain to me the incarnation. And from there, it was like, well, if Jesus was perfect, how did he not sin when he was a baby? Like, did he not poop his pants? And like, explaining what is a sin for a baby? And then some of the questions led to, do babies go to heaven or hell if they die in infancy? And then question, like, one girl, I love her because she got saved at camp the year before. She asked if God knew, like, if God is sovereign and knows all things and knew that Adam and Eve were going to sin, like, why didn't he just stop it? Like, why didn't he just do something else? And, like, I mean, like, super, super deep, deep questions. And I was just kind of like, dude, some of these questions are, like you know, I mean, you if you're a pastor or a youth worker, you know, some of these questions, like, they've been debated for centuries. And, like, theologians to this day, you know, argue one way or the other. But, like, some of these questions are, like, basic fundamental questions that, like, is Christianity 101, right? And so I think what we want to do this entire semester is spend a season where we focus on the foundations of our faith. What are the things that every Christian needs to know? And so one resource I'm going to be using is a book by Mark Driscoll called Doctrines. And in fact, I'm kind of following his outline in terms of how he presents those different foundational doctrines. I'm very much making it my own. But one thing I like about the book Doctrines by Mark Driscoll, I have no shame using this book. It's probably his best book, and like that's like everyone agrees with that. Like in terms of like the books that Mark Driscoll has written, Doctrines is probably one of his greatest contributions to Christianity and evangelicalism because it's a systematic theology that's very understandable and readable. And I think it's a great tool to explain basic doctrines, especially to students. And so so I'm going to be teaching from that, and teaching this entire school year until December. And I'm excited because I get to just do one series the entire year, so I don't have to worry about like switching and going back and forth and different things. And the other thing I'm excited about is the fact that we're gonna go to the basics, and like we're gonna like any kid at any point can walk into our ministry any night, no matter where they're on the series, and like kind of catch up where we are, because everything we're doing is like foundational and like easy and like understandable. And my goal hopefully is to kind of like create some resources for our students so that way like they have a document or like a small PDF or something like that where they can be like, okay, what are my questions? Like I need to know, what are the answers? And they can just easily have access to that after they hear my message. So guys, ladies, I'm excited about this fall. It's gonna be a great time, thank you for you. Thank you for listening to this podcast. You guys are the reason why I keep doing this. My entire heart and goal and everything is just to empower and resource youth pastors to do better youth ministry, youth workers to kill it. I want you to kill it. And if by you listening to me talk about what I did for 15 minutes on a on a Monday or a Tuesday, whenever you listen to this, about what I did this past Sunday, then dude, let's keep doing this forever. All right. Until later, guys. I hope you guys have a good youth night. Whenever you have it, whether it's this Wednesday or next Sunday or whenever, I hope you kill it. I hope it's great. Steal anything I have that I'm giving away for free. If I'm selling it, please buy it. Please subscribe, all that stuff. And look out for a bonus episode midweek this week. It's going to be dope. Until next time, friends. Bye-bye, buddies.